In the night of 12-24-07, those sensors woven through the very fabric of the house had thus far registered a complete absence of sentient bioactivity, I found myself abruptly summoned from a rare, genuine, and very expensively induced example of that most priceless of states, sleep. Even as I hurriedly dressed, I knew that dozens of telepresent armed response drones would already be sweeping in from the district, skimming mere inches above the chill surface of the Potomac. Vicious, tri-lobed aeroforms that they were, they resembled nothing more than the Martian war machines of George Pal's 1953 epic, The War of the Worlds. And while, from somewhere far above, now, came that sound, that persistent clatter, as though gunships disgorged whole platoons of iron-shod mercenaries. I could only wonder, who? Was it my estranged wife, the Lady Betsy Jane, Motel 6 Hyatt, chief eco-trustee of the Free Duchy of Wyoming? Or was it Cleatus Mainframe Sinyard himself, President of the United States, and perpetual co-chairman of the Concerned Smart People's Northern Hemisphere Co-Prosperity Sphere? "You're mumbling, big guy," said memory, shivering into hallucinatorily clear focus on the rumpled sheets, her thighs warm and golden against the Royal Stewart flannel. She adjusted the nose cones of her chrome bustier. "Also, you're on the verge of a major fashion crime." I froze, the starched white tails of an Elmore of Shinjuku evening shirt half tucked into the waistband of a favorite pair of lovingly mended calfskin jodhpurs. She was right. Pearl buttons scattered like a flock of minuscule flying saucers as I tore myself out of the offending Elmore. I swiftly chose a classic Gap t-shirt and a Ralph Lauren overshirt in shotgun-distressed ochre corduroy. The Gap T's double-knit liquid crystal began to cycle sluggishly in response to body heat, displaying crudely animated loops of once-famous televangelists of the previous century, their pallid flanks streaked with the sweat of illicit sexual exertion. Now that literally everything was digital, history and image were no more than silly putty in the hands of anyone with a BFA and a backer in Singapore. But that was just the nature of postmodernity, and, frankly, it suited me right down to the ground. "Visitors upstairs, Chief," she reminded me pointlessly, causing me to regret not having invested in that last chip upgrade. "Like on the roof." "How many?" And this was Samsung Sears' idea of an expert system? 17, assuming we're talking bipeds. "What's that supposed to mean?" "That Nintendo Dao Micropore sensor skin you had him stretch over the Realista slate? After those Colombian bush ninjas from the Slunk cartel tried to get in through the toilet ventilators? Well, that stuff's registering like hooves. Tiny ones. Unless this is some kind of major Jersey Devil infestation, I make it 8 quadrupeds. Plus one definite biped." "It can't be Sinyard, then. I holstered a 3mm Honda and pocketed half a dozen spare ampules of gel. He'd never come alone." "So maybe that's the good news. But I gotta tell you, this guy weighs in at close to 140 kilos and wears size 11.5 boots. As an expert system, I'd advise you to use the Mossad and Wesson bullpup, the one with the subsonic witness protection nozzles." She broke off, as if listening to something only she could hear. "Uh-oh," she said. "I think he's coming down the chimney."